at LK Mobile.
ZLK, KO4HKX.
4HKX and 4ZLK. Good evening, Patrick.
Thanks. Hope you had a good day.
It's been a little while. Had to do it anyway. And I was just thinking when I threw my call out there, my voice in my head was a little bit stronger than the voice that came out of my mouth. I think I might be tired.
Well, I mean, you had half air, so. Or close to 2 weeks. So, yeah, you'll get a little tired that first day back.
An issue. I actually worked harder. I feel like dragging chairs and umbrella back off the beach and walking around Charleston. I think I worked harder last week than I did today.
You know, sitting around doing much of nothing will make you tired or sometimes than working all day.
But I sure enjoyed it. Wish I was still back there. I know that's your favorite place. Hot sand and sun and nothing else to do.
It's the worst thing out there. It's just not my favorite thing. I would rather be in amongst the trees in the shade doing something there.
I agree with you. To be fair, it rained for the first few days. Rained pretty good. So, in fact, we were downtown Charleston. We were at the aquarium. I think it was Monday morning, and there were storms just coming and going, and lightning everywhere, and a lot of the streets flooded. They had them blocked off because the streets were flooded out.
Down there when they've done that too, and kind of makes it hard to get around downtown anyway.
We're inside. We didn't have to deal with it much. And there was a lot of, around the edges, a lot of big glass windows we could sit there and watch. And that was kind of cool, too, watch the lightning and the rain blowing across the water.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, sitting on the beach watching a thunderstorm roll in and roll up. Yeah, that's a pretty neat thing to watch.
I caught a little bit of yours and Gary's conversation earlier. And there's a... Look at that, there's a white squirrel right here at Old White Horse Road and White Horse 25. Thought they were only up there in Brevard.
Got so many transplants up here, they had to go find them a new place to live.
First move to where we are, we would see one pretty regularly that first year. Right before we get to the house, we'd see him on the road or up running up a tree. And then he disappeared, so... Something you must have got him.
They're up here everywhere, but, I mean, like I say, they're spreading out, that's for sure. Did you hear Gary and I talking about the bears?
A little bit of, I guess he visited your grandfather today, and then something about your drugs. Your drug dealer wasn't available or didn't have the right stuff or something. That's all I heard.
And it's not for me. It's some prescriptions my grandfather needs that the hospital can't fill, so the doctor that prescribed them had to write a prescription, and we're waiting for it to get over to Walgreens. But, Gary come up and visited with my grandfather for a little while today, and they sat in there and talked about old Navy stories. It was interesting to sit and watch and listen to.
Old men get to talking, it can be interesting. I think he met your grandfather. Didn't he ride with you one time? Is that where he first met him?
He did. I guess that was, I don't know, that's 2 or 3 years ago now. But that's where they first met, sitting down there in the tool truck talking for about 2 hours.
That happened. Doesn't seem like that long ago. So what's the bear story?
As we were coming back from the hospital, seen about a 200-pound black bear run across the road in front of us.
Yeah, they're around. I don't know if I told you or not. I let Blossom out the other morning a couple weeks ago, and she jumped off the porch and gave like a huff bark. It was standing there all stock still, and right on the other side of the hedges, a pretty good sized bear huffed and barked back at her. And then he turned around and walked slowly off.
He didn't walk slowly off. He was trotting off pretty quick. He was getting on across the road.
Crossing the road, it's almost like they know they got to hurry up and get the cover away from the vehicles coming at them.
They hear all that noise and stuff and want to get away from it as fast as they can.
I've had quail in the backyard. They started showing up, and the quail, you know, when they eat, they kind of spread the food everywhere, and it was falling down on the ground, and they just would find them laying under that quail coop, just licking the dirt, getting some of that food off the ground. I mean, it's hardly anything, tiny little pieces of food. But one day she was out there, Beth went out there, and there was one in the yard, and she was talking to him, trying to scare him away, and he just stood there. So she grabbed a rake and kind of lunged at him. She was, you know, not real close, but she shook the rake or kind of, you know, pushed the rake towards him and barked back at her. He kind of huffed at her. And she dropped the rake and ran back up on the porch, but he also turned and ran at the same time, so I think they were both scared of each other.
Hopefully so. They tend to not want to be around people.
Up here near us, that UPS drivers have told me about him for years. He feeds the bears up there, and they just hang out with him, which they don't. I'm sure it's a lot of the same ones we see come through, but they don't come close to us, which is fine with me. I don't appreciate him doing that because I don't think it's right, but he's an old guy and he's been doing it for a lot of years.
It's not a good idea to feed them because you just don't know what you're inviting in there. That's not a good thing.
Oldest son, they live in downtown Travelers Rest, right across from the high school in a neighborhood there. And they had a cat that's been showing up at the house, outdoor cat, so they just were feeding it. It kind of became their cat, hanging around the house. They never let him inside, but he's real good with the girls. One day the neighbor called and said, hey, your cat has been eating my birds, killing my birds at my bird feeder. So Ethan said, we'll take care of it. They took it out to a friend's farm. They got 100 acres or so, and he's a barn cat now. But anyway, a couple days later, he texted me and said, my neighbor called again and sent me a picture. There was a bear in his backyard eating all the bird seed out of the bird feeders. He thought it was going to be about the cat or a different cat. Yeah, anyway, big old bear right there in downtown Travelers Rest.
HKX. Yeah, they will venture in there when they smell food, and garbage draws them in big time. I know we had a dumpster down here, used to, and they would get. We had trouble with them getting into it all the time.
Is that okay? Yeah, we keep our garbage. I got a can inside the garage and a room inside the garage, so we'll try not to tempt them with anything else, but they kind of know. I think they know there's a dog there. You know, they can smell the dog, and we'll see them walk around the house. They're rarely in our yard. Sometimes there's evidence, or we might catch them in the yard, but usually they're going through the woods, kind of going around the house.
When we had our dog, didn't have near the wildlife up here that we did or do now. We got more of it, more deer, more rabbits, more squirrels out here in the yard. I've had deer actually walking through the yard up here the last couple of weeks.
Trying to pass a F-250 pulling a dump trailer, and we're in four lanes, or, you know, we're both going the same direction, but he was weaving all over. Just keeping my eye on him, I think that's what I said. So how's your knee going? Doing all right?
Good. It's a little sore today. Overdone it last Friday at PT a little bit. Got my calf sore, my hamstring sore, my knee sore. So took it easy Monday at PT, and just trying to take it easy this week a little bit.
About that, you said you were doing some of those calf exercises and they were burning. They will do that, that's for sure. It's good for you though.
but you don't want to overdo it either.
Watch. Well, I'm glad it's still coming along, still making good progress. That's a good thing.
I think everything's going good with it. I go back to the doctor here in a few more weeks, so for my 3-month checkup, and I'm sure we'll find out if there's anything wrong then or anything I need to do different.
Down and have lunch with me sometime. But anyway, I guess maybe I'll be up there sometime in the near future. Who knows? I talked to Tom earlier. I don't know if you heard. I didn't realize he had his surgery last week. We were gone, and so I didn't know he was gone having surgery, but sounds like he's recovering slowly.
I've been keeping up with him while he was in the hospital and keeping everybody updated, but he's doing really well, seemed to. I know he had a little setback there last part of last week where he had to go back to the hospital for the night. They didn't send all the medication they were supposed to, so hopefully all that's straightened out now, and he's got everything he needs for now. Sounded like it earlier when he was talking to Dave. He sounded pretty good. I didn't hear you and him talking, but I heard him talking to Dave.
Talking, and he came in, and so the three of us were talking for a little bit. I don't know if that was the same conversation, but he did sound good. He sounded almost back to normal. If I didn't know, or if he didn't tell me, I might not have known.
I don't know how you associate normal with Tom anyway, but we'll go with it.
No, well, you know what I mean. The normal that, as normal as can be, his normal, the new normal, whatever it is.
Yeah, I know. I just was trying to draw him out if he was listening.
About his shower time, if he's, of course, he did say, that was my first clue. He said he had just woken up from a nap when Dave and I were talking, and that was, what, 5:30 or so? And I was about to give him a hard time about that nap, and then he mentioned the surgery, so I decided against it.
He had pretty good surgery done. He sent me a picture of the scar he's got. He's got a nice little zipper on the front of his chest now.
Together. That would be terrible. Yeah, that's a lot. I can't imagine doing it. I've never had anything that major. Just surgery on my arm a couple times. That's about it.
The one I've had is on my knee, and I've got a nice little zipper on it now, so hopefully it holds together. But did you get a chance to look at your truck?
With it last night, or yesterday afternoon, I think, but didn't dive into it. I ended up just unplugging the pump, the electrical outlet to it. I tell you what, though, it's so funny. It sure doesn't cool as well with it just running on the AC.
It doesn't. When it's just running on defrost, it's like it's trying to cool, but not quite.
No cold, which means I have to keep running the windshield wipers to clear it off because all the condensation. But I think what I'm going to do is unplug. I guess there's two of them, two cords or maybe three coming out of there, two vacuum hoses, I mean, out of that container. I guess I'll unplug them one at a time and plug it up and see which one is leaking, or if I can find a leak that way before I dig down too deep. I checked over the one going to the heater core. I couldn't, as much as I could, I couldn't really see anything.
Okay. Well, I didn't look at mine and get it in my head any more than I did the other day, so I'll try to get it figured out for you. And yeah, I need to come down the mountain and have lunch with you one day. I got to make my rounds down there anyway. Go see Tom and Miss Bernice and Miss Joy, and so might be a good day to do that.
I'm taking Friday off. We're going up to see my brother in Cincinnati, and who knows, I might take another day or two off between now and next Friday. I'll see.
Got those days to burn.
Yeah. I'm not, but everybody's like, why are you coming into work? So we'll see. I'll probably finish it out just a few more days anyway.
Made it this long, might as well finish it out, right?
But anyway, so it's funny, it's driving around with a little different perspective today.
That it does change your outlook on things, does it not?
But anyway, let's see what else is going on here. Is Lee doing all right? And your boy and his wife, I can't remember his name, your son.
Lisa's doing good, and she started back at the school today. It was the first day back for her, so she's a little wore out. The kids aren't there yet, but the staff had to come back this week. And Michael and Lachey, his wife, they're doing good. I had breakfast with them Friday morning, and I talked to them one time on the phone since then, so everything seems to be good. Typical life issues like everybody else has got.
Same here. Everybody's doing good. I don't know if I told you, my uncle, got an uncle from England here. He's my mother's youngest brother. He's actually the baby of the family. I didn't realize it. I was thinking one of her sisters was the baby, so all these years. But anyway, he came with one of his daughters and her three daughters. So we spent a couple days doing stuff with him. That was fun. I'd met him before and actually met my cousin once, but she was real quiet and there was a lot going on, so I didn't really spend much time with her when I was over there. But nice to meet some more family.
So for HKX, yeah, it's always nice to meet family, especially from that far away. Just like today, my grandfather's two sisters were in from Washington State. I've only met them, I think this is the third time I've met them, and one of those was last week.
I came in to see them. That's a long way, but yep, they're my family is headed. My mother and her husband are taking them up to Tennessee tomorrow to stay with my sister for the weekend. They'll hopefully get a chance to relax a little bit. They've been kind of on the go seeing stuff ever since they got here. I know they're tired.
I'll have to go take a vacation from the vacation.
The girls, though, they absolutely love it here. They're, one's 17, one's 15, and one is 8, I believe, and they want to move here, but I think everybody does that when they go to a new country.
Because they see the flashy stuff, and they don't see all the day-to-day monotony of it, so that's all they see is the glitz and the glamour, and everybody wants to be a part of that for a little while, and then it wears off.
Felt it for something, but anyway, it was really good to see him. I'm glad they got to come over. Hopefully we'll be able to see that uncle again at some point. Their oldest brother, my oldest uncle, is dealing with cancer, but he's had it for 2 years now, and he just still gets out every day and does stuff out in the yard, works around the house. He feels, when he's on the medicine they give him, he feels worse, so I think he's trying to decide if he wants to even take the medicine. It's a real slow moving cancer. It may or may not take him. We don't know, or he doesn't know.
Yeah, you got to weigh your options there. Is it worth it, or is it better off to do without it?
86, I believe. And he's still out working outside every day, which is good for him. It's probably why he's 86 and in good health. As good health as he is. They actually missed the cancer for a while. They thought it was a sciatic nerve or something. They were giving him pain medicine. It turned out to be prostate cancer.
Well, I'm glad they finally found it, or, got some answers to the real questions anyway. And, yeah, it's like Grandpa. I mean, the list of health issues he's dealing with and fighting through, and he's still here and still in his right mind, and just amazing. The nurse come in one day and asked him if he could remember phone numbers, and he's, yeah, I don't, he didn't have any of them programmed in. He just rattles them off, and it's funny to listen to him confound people when he does that at 88 years old.
Good. I remember when Beth's mom was, she had really slow-moving dementia. It was really strange. You could tell her something, and then 2 minutes later, she'd ask you the same question, but you show her a picture of where she grew up, or you ask her what her address was when she was little, or a phone number, and she could say it. She remembered people, you know, childhood friends, but she could not remember what you just told her, you know, 30 seconds ago. She'd ask the same question over and over again, multiple times.
It's amazing, her, I don't guess it's amazing, but it's awful how that disease affects people's brains and their memory and their life. It's just awful to watch.
Oh, well, Patrick, I am just about home. I appreciate the ride-along, and it's really good to hear you today. Glad you're doing well. Glad everybody's well. Hopefully I will talk to you tomorrow. The repeater was pretty quiet today for some strange reason. I heard Dave this morning, and then Dave again this afternoon, and that was about it until Tom came in there.
Quiet what I've been able to listen to it. So hopefully it's not a sign of things to come, and people are just occupied for now, and they'll be back on here.
I think when the weather cools, starts getting colder, it might be a little more active. And I have to correct myself. I also heard David, KF4NXY, he called me, but I got a phone call right after I signed off with the other Dave. My phone rang, and Dave said hello. So I did hear two Davids today.
Well, I'll let you go and get back to what I was doing here. I'm trying to play with my code plug on my 878 a little bit. So, but good to hear you, and tell Beth I said hello, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. KO4HKX. I'll be clear for now. 73 Shane.
Patrick, have a great evening. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.